superior motives, as he called them. Boylan says the 2,000th fatality, just as important as the first who died. Election officials in Iraq have declared the country's new constitution officially ratified, so now national elections can be scheduled in 2 months. But Sunni Arab leaders were almost able to defeat it, and that raises doubts it'll be embraced by the Sunni community that is at the heart of Iraq's rebel insurgency. The U.S. military says they're bracing for an increase in insurgent attacks now that the announcement made the draft constitution passed. In Florida, the few gas stations that have power have lines stretching for blocks. One gas station manager in Florida City got into shouting matches with people who were trying to cut into lines. That prompted police to then shut down the gas station. Nearly six people were left without power by Hurricane Wilma. About 3 million still don't have power. Miami International Airport, meanwhile, is said to be slowly returning to normal. A spokesperson says one flight coming into Miami this evening, and crews at Miami trying to repair the roofs, fences, the loading bridges damaged by the storm. American Airlines says a flight from South America will arrive early tomorrow morning, and they'll resume domestic travel a little later in the day. The FAA says South Florida's other major airports are still closed to commercial traffic. Foreign tourists hoping to flee hurricane-stricken Cancun, Mexico, are having to wait as well. When word came 27 flights would be leaving Cancun, thousands of foreign visitors headed for the airport, which did reopen, but Mexican troops turned most of them away. The Mexico Tourism Department announced then the first flights were actually reserved for organized tour groups, and individual tourists would have to wait their turn. George Bush says it's time the United Nations takes action to hold Syria and its leaders accountable for terrorism. Bush says the latest evidence of Syrian behavior, the UN report implicating Syria in the February assassination of Rafiq Hariri in Beirut, he says the time is now for action. This is Air America Radio News.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. Spend some time with us tonight. Treason is the reason for the season. Remember that it's beginning to look a lot like a Fitzmas. Before we get to that, though, which we're going to cover to some extent tonight, did you see the bizarre speech Bush gave to the officers' wives at Bowling Air Force Base today? Incredible. We have a bit of it we're going to play for you, some of his comments. Sound like he's now trying to imagine himself as Reagan. You know, a few days ago he stood next to Nancy and talked about the Gipper, and today he went on and on about communism? Communism? Okay. I guess the thinking is, with this moron, if you can't win the war you got us into, then change your strategy and fight the Cold War again. It was really strange. We'll play some of that for you. And he had something to say about the death of Rosa Parks that, as far as I'm concerned, cements his status as, if not a racist, somebody who really doesn't give a damn about folks except those of his race and his class, if you ask me. You can listen and make up your own mind. I need to apologize for the abrupt ending to last night's program. We were just way, way off kilter last night. I don't know what happened. Maybe it's having an ill 15-month-old. She's almost over it. But, you know, waking up two or three times a night, Kathy and I jumping out of our skin when she coughs or whatever. If you've had children, you know what I'm talking about. When they get that kind of croupy cough where it sounds like there's a dog in a room barking, Jesus, just, you know, kind of weird. But the whole program last night was just like way off center somehow, and it was just bizarre. The sound bites were screwed up. We were losing callers who were calling in. I was missing cues that Kathy was giving me about what to do next. It was just bizarre. And then ending up the program by having Jason having to just bring the hammer down on us. So anyway, if you were listening last night, sorry, got weird. Speaking of last night, I got an email from Steve Grossman today regarding one of the topics that we touched on just briefly last night, and that is the abundance of American Zionists who populate the Bush crime family and who keep giving this weak and stupid president the wrong kind of advice. Now, we touched on it last night. Steve writes, Mike, congratulations on having the courage to criticize American Zionists such as Douglas Feith, Scooter Libby, and Judy Miller. I think it is important for us to constantly point out that these people are objectionable not because they're Jews, but because they're Zionist activists attached to the Israeli right wing. I hope you continue to distinguish between actual anti-Semitism and criticism of the 19th century colonial project called Zionism. For what it's worth, I'm from a Jewish background, and I'm opposed to Zionism, Zionist politics, and the whole notion of a Jewish state. I admire what you're doing, Steve Grossman. Thanks, Steve. It's a touchy subject. It really is, because it's kind of like the way Bush blends the attack on this country on September 11th into his wars of opportunity against Iraq and Afghanistan. I hope you understand what I mean by that, given the nature of the persecution for centuries of Jews by just damn near every culture on the face of the earth. And then the Holocaust. And the guilt, the shame that the Gentiles must have felt once it became clear from an historical perspective of what had been done to people because of their culture and religious belief. The founding of the State of Israel became kind of a way for certain Western or so-called Christians, Christian societies to assuage that guilt, that historic guilt that had been going on for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Consequently, there is a fine line between challenging the policies, the state-sponsored policies of the State of Israel, and keeping it separate from Jewish culture, Jewish faith. Now, a lot of people say, well, you can't do that, Moad, because it's a Jewish state. And I say, horse not. Of course you can. And I will continue to do that. Anyone who misreads what I say, or mishears what I say, I should put it, where it concerns the policies of the State of Israel, or the policies carried out by certain prime ministers, whether it's Netanyahu or Sharon, people who, in my opinion, are murderous thugs to the same degree that Henry Kissinger, Dick Cheney, George Bush, yada, yada, yada. You see, I'm not going to make a distinction because they're Jewish. Just not going to do it any more than I would make a distinction because George Bush is a Christian. Someone in Northern Ireland who practiced acts of terrorism was a Catholic. I hope you understand that. I hope that comes through. But I reserve the right, as long as I'm on the air, to criticize Zionist policies, and I will continue to do so. And as I said last night, the activities and the attitudes and the behavior of certain American Zionists is an embarrassment to all but the most fanatical right-wing Zionists that occupy the government of Israel. That's just a given. It's understood by a lot of people who are Jewish in this country and abroad. They understand. When you have some psychopath like Louis Libby or Douglas Feith who have no problem putting the United States in jeopardy because in their addled brains, they are in doing this, they're somehow protecting the State of Israel. That's insane. It's totally insane. So, anyway, Steve, thanks for the email, and I hope it's cleared up. Again, I do reserve the right to criticize any political state on the planet. Now that who wrote this? Dave Lindorf. It's a suggestion that Judith Miller's Pulitzer Prize should be revoked. I agree. Lindorf writes, now the Times' own ombudsman has weighed in with a scathing critique of Judith Miller's lies and deceptions about her WMD and Al-Qaeda reporting, including a recommendation that the paper not allow her back in the newsroom. I don't know if you all read that the other day, but that's what's out there now. It's time, Lindorf writes, it's time to call for an independent investigation into her much-trumpeted Pulitzer Prize, which she won jointly in 2002 with several other Times reporters. This is for her articles in 2001 about Al-Qaeda. Clearly, Lindorf writes, Miller was no independent journalist looking for truth. Her breathless and terrifying stories claiming that Saddam Hussein was sitting on masses of WMDs, biological, chemical, and perhaps even nuclear bombs, and that his regime was tight with Osama bin Laden and his merry band of bombers and terrorists were at best single-source propaganda and at worst deliberate fabrications. Now, as Lindorf writes, this is not new information. As early as August 2003, Alexander Coburn at Counterpunch laid out the ongoing scandal of Judith Miller and the New York Times warmongering reporting in detail, showing how disinformation was routinely passed off as fact and how the promised verification by Miller and the Times never was forthcoming. And as a 2004 article in Salon magazine explained, her modus operandi, Miller's, was this. Miller would go to Iraq con man and convicted embezzler Ahmad Shalabi, who would give her his latest wild fabrications about weapons of mass destruction and Al-Qaeda links. And Shalabi would also go to the White House with the same fake information, which would then be assimilated by the White House Iraq group, a war marketing enterprise set up and run by Andrew Carr and Karl Rove. And then Judith Miller, who knew all this, would go to the White House Iraq group for confirmation, quote, quote, of the information she'd gotten from Shalabi, which she would then portray to Times editors and readers as confirmed by White House sources. You see the circular firing squad there? This is what they did. This is what the New York Times allowed to happen. This is what Judith Miller did. Judith Miller, I said this the other night, as far as I'm concerned, and I have no proof of this, is a CIA operative. It is very clear, as Steve Grossman points out, that she's an American Zionist. And as a result, partly as a result of her reporting and the Times putting it out there, 2,000 Americans are dead and possibly as many as 100,000 Iraqis.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again. You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800 because life doesn't rewind. Action. The Anti-Drug.
Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement? Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. This thing about Judith Miller really sticks in my craw because I can remember reading the series of articles back in 2001 during the buildup to the war with Iraq and being stunned at what was being written with what appeared to me to be absolutely no fact-checking whatsoever. I don't think in Judith Miller's writing she ever mentioned Ahmed Shalabi was convicted of embezzlement in Jordan. Massive, tens of millions of dollars, bank fraud, I believe it was bank fraud, all sorts of crimes. There was a warrant out, an international warrant for this guy's arrest. Shalabi is an international con man, kind of like Ghorbanifar. Remember the Iranian who assisted Oliver North and Ronald Reagan and the rest of these thugs in setting up the Iran-Contra missiles for hostages deal. Ghorbanifar, Shalabi, they're from the same, cut from the same cloth. They're Middle Eastern thugs of just unbelievable ability to cause damage and death and destruction and distrust. They're constantly stirring up distrust. For example, between not that any is needed to be stirred up, but they do it between Israel and Arab countries. It's a constant shuffling back and forth of allegiances among these people. But Shalabi, a convicted embezzler, who, if you remember, insisted that he be and I believe he was for a while the interim prime minister, president, dictator, whatever of Iraq when we were deciding. What direction to push the country, the Bush crime family was deciding what direction to push that country in order to squeeze it for every drop of revenue it could possibly be gotten from whatever means the Bush crime family decided to use. But Shalabi is such an evil, filthy, corrupt individual. And Judith Miller and the White House Iraq Group, if you remember, that was a marketing firm. Essentially, for all intents and purposes, to sell the American public on the idea of war. Well, you sons of bitches, 2,000 American young men and women are dead now. You filthy, filthy pigs. See, if I could be king for a day, anyone who was involved, and I'm sorry, that also includes the raging Cajun's wife, but anyone who is involved in the White House Iraq group, as far as I'm concerned, would be jailed for a long, long period of time. In a different era, a different time, some of them would be shot for treason. But let's just assume here that we're not going to do that. But the White House Iraq group, it was Andrew Card, Kathy, who famously said you don't introduce a new product in August or whatever the hell he said. You know, you scummy, scummy people. I just wonder how across America tonight, as every family who has lost a soldier to these evil bastards, and I don't mean the Iraqis, I mean the Bushes, not that they don't think about the loss of their loved one daily, but tonight is this another milestone has been crossed, 2,000 dead. I wonder how many of those families, how do they feel? Maybe they don't even know that these evil sons of bitches in the White House referred to the war in Iraq as introducing a new product. It's infuriating. It's difficult for me to sit and talk about it. It's just infuriating. And when you hear some of the comments from Weak and Stupid today, as he stands here and addresses officers' wives, I don't know why they didn't rise up as a group. Well, I know why, But rise up as a group and just grab him, drag him to the floor, just ripping his eyes out, pulling his hair out. What, you know, I mean, just going berserk. This is a man that's ordering their husbands, their sons, their fathers to go die for no reason. Russ Baker at The Nation put it some time ago, I am convinced there would not have been a war against Iraq without Judy Miller, end quote. And to the extent that The New York Times is an influential newspaper, that's true. That's true. Her Pulitzer was for a series of articles that she and several other Times reporters wrote about Al-Qaeda right after 9/11. And represent the earliest examples of her Shalabi deception campaign and her being embedded with the White House Iraq group. You know, I wonder why she didn't mention that in her articles. But anyway, this call by Dave Lindorf to revoke her Pulitzer, I'm totally in favor of. I think Judith Miller qualifies as a war criminal in much the same way that the propagandists who worked for Adolf Hitler convinced those that needed convincing that Poland was a threat, that Czechoslovakia was a threat, and therefore the Wehrmacht had to invade Poland because they were about to attack the German Republic, for Christ's sake.
Behind tinted windows, they just drive by, and all I know is that those that are going to be killed aren't those that preside on Capitol Hill. I told him, don't fill the front lines of their war. Those aren't worth dying for. And he said, roll with it, baby, make it your career. Keep the home fire burning till America is in their tears. Roll with it, baby.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet,
but it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right.
And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
So your kid's smoking pot, and now you're afraid to say something because they might push you away. Maybe this will help you out.
Oh, I hate you!
You went through my room?
It's just a little pot. You're grounding me?
It's just a little pot!
Get used to it. When your kid's trying pot, you have to say something, no matter how they might react. Because to help them with their problem, first you have to get over yours. Action. The anti-drug.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800, sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
War, lies, torture. This is Suhail Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcantwait.org.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
In your line of work, you murderous, warmongering bastard? Oh, okay, well then it makes sense. You know, the other major Republican scandal in the legislative branch of government, it's pretty much been drowned out by Tom DeLay's cries and whispers, but now that Tom DeLay has been indicted, arrested, booked, fingerprinted, mugshotted, and out on bond, now we have the long waiting process, as with Rush Limbaugh, the pig man, who belongs under a jail somewhere in Florida, not because he's a drug user, but because he... insisted that his housekeeper go score his drugs for him. That's why. Well, the other scandal in the legislative branch, of course, is Bill Frist, right? According to the Washington Post, did you see this yesterday? Frist was given considerable information about his a monetary stake in his family's hospital company, according to records, that, I love the way the Post puts this, that are at odds with his past statements that he did not know what was in his stock holdings. What the Post is trying to say is here's another lying son of a bitch and Republican who's in a position of extreme power. Bill Frist, Senate Majority Leader, a liar, just rotten to the core. The Post says that managers of the trusts that Frist once described as totally blind regularly informed him when they added new shares of HCA Incorporated. That's the corrupt hospital the company that his family set up and that had to pay a $1 billion-plus fine for ripping off Medicare. Right? I mean, it's just, it never stops with these people, does it? Huh? But they regularly informed him when they added new shares of HCA Incorporated or other assets to his holdings, according to the documents. Not according to some, I don't know, a Randy Rhodes or a Sam Cedar or one of those people at Air America. According to the records on file with the Securities and Exchange Commission, this lying, lying Tennessee hillbilly, this doctor, this Senate majority, this Christian, is a liar, like so many of them. Since 2001, according to the Post, the trustees of his fund have written to Frist 15 times detailing the sale of assets from or the contribution of assets to trust of Frist and his family. The letters included notice of the addition of HCA shares worth $500,000 to $1 million in 2001, and HCA stock worth $750,000 to $1.5 million in 2002. Yada, 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 yada. Now, it's not just Frist. They also notified the Senate. So the Senate leaders, the Republicans, knew that their leader, soon to be leader, was a corrupt, lying, typical Republican. The trust agreements, you see, require the trustees to inform Frist and the Senate whenever assets are added or sold. How about that, huh? How about, is that conspiracy? Of course it is. And then the Washington Post says, the letters seem to undermine one of the major arguments the senator has used throughout his political career. The arguments he used to rebut criticism of his ownership in HCA. And that was that the stock was held in blind trust beyond his control, and he had little idea of the extent of those holdings. Didn't know anything about it. Blah, 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 blah. The extent of this lying bastard's knowledge of the inner workings of his trust and his family's health care company is the reason for the recently launched federal investigation of possible insider trading involving the liquidation this summer of Frist's HCA stock, immediately after which sale the stock plunged. God, these people are just disgusting. While you and I, yes, you and I, struggle to make sense of all this, struggle to make ends meet, and you're damn right I struggle to make ends meet. These unconscionable bastards continue to rip off the system, rip off the American public, and hide behind their phony piety. Jeez. Oh, man. Last week, according to the Washington Post, Frist told reporters that he is, quote, absolutely confident in the outcome, end quote, of the inquiries by the Justice Department and the SEC because he, quote, acted properly at every point, end quote. There's not, I'll tell you something, there is not a single honest Republican in the Senate or the House. Do you understand that? Not one. Why? Because I say so? Hell no. Because of who they are and what they do. This never stops, does it? How about Neil Bortz? Do you folks know Neil Bortz? What a slime ball this guy has become. Bortz used to be mildly entertaining, a libertarian. He has become a neo-Nazi of the highest order. Bortz has been in radio for, I don't know, 30 years here in Atlanta. And he's syndicated. I think he's on 60, 70 stations around the country. He is syndicated by Jones Radio Network and Cox Communications. No, he's not part of Clear Channel. Bortz is a selfish, self-referential twit if everyone existed. He has two topics that he has beat the hell out of for 30 years. Black people are not worth the powder to blow them to hell because they're all on welfare. And the second topic, IRS takes all his money. The tax structure takes all. As a matter of fact, he and John Linder, a fourth-rate Republican congressman from here in Georgia, just came out with a book about flat tax. What's it about? Flat tax, Kathy? Or who knows? Who cares? But in the past couple of days, a week or so, Bortz has been really knocking hard on poor people. I mean, just busting the living hell out of them. Now, he does this. This is his shtick. Bortz is upset because he could never be Limbaugh. Hell, Bortz can't even be Hannity. He's kind of a niche right-wing neo-Nazi, Bortz is. Just kind of I don't know. There's just something about him. If you ever spend any time around Bortz, and I have, he makes your skin crawl after a while. It's very strange. I don't know what it is, but he makes your skin crawl. Maybe it's because you sense his inability to think beyond his own skin. Maybe that's it. I know that's it in my case. But anyway, I've known Bortz for 20 years. I don't like him. I didn't like him when I first met him. He was mildly entertaining, libertarian, so he said. Seemed to dump on right-wingers occasionally. Sure as hell hated liberals, although liberals guaranteed that he would exist at all. But he said the other day that if a major catastrophe hit the United States, and I don't know what he was referring to, floods, hurricanes, nuclear attacks, that any help after the Holocaust, small h, should be given to rich people. Because, you see, it's rich people who provide everything for these poor bastards that just keep nipping at his heels and biting him on the ass. This Bortz is, he's also very, very paranoid. That any break should go to rich people. Always go to rich people. Now that's, you know, you can look at that and go, ah, you dumb bastard, and just kind of consider the source. The other day on the radio, though, and this is reported at Media Matters, the other day on the radio, Neil Bortz suggested that a victim of Hurricane Katrina, currently housed in an Atlanta hotel here, consider prostitution. That's right. Bortz said, if that's the only way she can take care of herself, it sure beats the hell out of sucking off the taxpayers. Now, what happened? The woman was in an October 23rd Atlanta Journal-Constitution article a couple of days ago. From Monday's edition of Cox Radio Syndication of the Neil Bortz Show, here's what he said. Somebody just put a story in front of me. Let me tell you, aside from the looters, one of the things I was talking about earlier this morning was a huge article in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which is a left-wing rag, about Hurricane Katrina evacuees in a hotel in Atlanta. Her name, the female, is Rolanda. She has a one-year-old baby, and her boyfriend, who apparently likes to lounge around on the bed without a shirt on, well, at least that was the picture in the paper, and the whole story was about how worried Rolanda is that she'll be kicked out of her taxpayer-paid hotel room. She might get kicked out. I mean, it says right here, Rolanda is worried about being evicted from the hotel. She says, we have a place to stay, we have food, the only worry is how long it will last. That's all she's worried about, Bortz went on, the only worry. And it goes through the whole article here talking about how fed up Rolanda is with FEMA and how she spends all this time on a computer looking for more free housing. Not one mention in the entire story anywhere about the W word. W-O-R-K. Work. Job. I dare say she could walk out of that hotel and walk 100 yards in either direction on Fulton Industrial Boulevard here in Atlanta and have a job. Now, Royal Marshall, a young black man who is Bortz's producer, has been for 20 years, jumps in and says, watch out, Neil. Those people who know Fulton Industrial Boulevard think you might be suggesting something a little risque. Bortz. Well, that's true. Well, you know what? Now that you mention it, Marshall, that's not the way to go, Neil. Bortz, if that's the only way she can take care of herself, it sure beats the hell out of sucking off the taxpayers. Marshall, watch out, man. Watch out. You know, I just, you want to know what's wrong with the United States of America? You want to know what's wrong? Neil Bortz and people like him. You know, even, I can't even say that. He is so vile. Can you imagine picking on people because they're poor? Neil, shame on you. You're a real scumbag. And speaking of racists, Bush on Rosa Parks next. I'm Mike Malloy. Comes the great, make us all safe.
except of course for the high death rate. Abortion's wrong, capital punishment's right, and killing poor bad people is something I like. We're all compassionate conservatives, don't you know? Call you back, but I'm watching my...
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Ever get the feeling that our representatives in Congress are up to more harm than good? This week, Mother Jones Radio presents the Diddley Awards, a salute to congressional incompetence and idiocy. Senator Rick Santorum made the cut by comparing Democrats to Nazis for wanting to use the filibuster. Representative James Sensenbrenner also made the list. He shut down hearings on the Patriot Act after Democrats dared to criticize the act, declaring the meeting irrelevant and turning off the microphones. The Diddley Awards couldn't come at a more appropriate time. Last week, the House used their valuable time to ban lawsuits against gun manufacturers and fast food chains. It was a shameless bow to the fast food and gun industry. But then again, for the Congress that used Terry Schiavo for political gain, nothing seems too shameless anymore. Find out more this week on Mother Jones Radio, streamable online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
I was disappointed, frankly, in the vote I got in the African-American community. I put people in my cabinet. I put people in my sub-cabinet.
Oh, you mean brown people, dark-skinned people, people that might have a little bit of, Ghanaian blood in them, or maybe a little bit of Nigerian blood, or a little bit of Congolese, huh? Is that what you mean? You put people in your cabinet? Rosa Parks passed away yesterday. We mentioned it last night. Rosa Parks was probably one of the most influential Americans in the 20th century. I want you to hear something that she said in an interview in 1995.
I was arrested on December 1st, 1955 for refusing to stand up on the orders of the bus driver after the white seats had been occupied in the front. And of course I was not in the front of the bus as many people had ridden and spoken that I was, that I got on the bus and took the front seat, but I did not. I took a seat that was just back of where the white people were sitting. And in fact, the last seat, and the man was next to the window, and I took an aisle seat, and there were two women across. And we went on undisturbed until about the second or third stop when some white people loaded the bus and left one man standing. And when the driver noticed him standing, he told us to stand up and let him have the seats. He referred to them as front seats. And when the other three people, after some hesitancy, stood up, he wanted to know if I was going to stand. I told him I was not, and he told me he would have me arrested. And I told him he may do that. And of course he did.
And I told him he may do that, and of course he did. And as a result of that, the legal course of U.S. history was altered on that day. That's when it began. Now, George W. Bush was addressing today the Joint Armed Forces Officers' Wives' Luncheon at Bowling Air Force Base in D.C. Bush was giving one of the weirdest speeches, full of venom against Islam, of his warmongering career today. Talking to officers' wives. He can't talk to Cindy Sheehan, but he made time for this propaganda. Anyway, before the hour of hate began, he made an attempt to mention the passing of Rosa Parks. And this weak and stupid white man who stands here and tries to give a thumbnail historical sketch of this woman can't even get her name right.
50 years ago, in Montgomery, Alabama, this humble seamstress stood up to injustice by refusing a bus driver's order that she give up her seat for a white man. Her show of defiance was an act of personal courage that moved millions, including a young preacher named Martin Luther King. She will always have a special place in American history. And our nation thinks of Rosa Parks and her loved ones today.
Rosa Parks and her loved ones today. You ignorant bastard. You care so much about American history and the Negro experience, you don't even know how to say her name. You don't even know how to say her name. Rosa Parks. The ignorant man doesn't even know how to say her name. Somebody had to write that for him. He doesn't know anything. What, Montgomery, Alabama? Where's that? Humble seamstress? What does that mean? Personal courage? What would you know about that, Bush? And a young preacher named Martin Luther King? That was not his name. His name was the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Rosa Parks. Jackass, why don't you just limit your conversations, your attempts at describing American history to stuff you know about? which is cheerleading, drug using, and how to avoid military service. Well, you need to stay in the area, George, that you are intimately, with which you're intimately familiar. You don't know anything about Rosa Parks. You don't know anything about the civil rights movement. You don't know anything about the struggles. You don't know anything about the lynchings. You don't know anything about the murders. You don't know anything about civil rights workers who were murdered and buried in a Mississippi landfill. You don't know anything about any of it. And you damn sure don't know how to pronounce this woman's name.
On Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Former President William Jefferson Clinton, who presented the Congressional Gold Medal of Honor to Rosa Parks on June 15, 1999, gave voice to the reality of the contribution made by the mother of the civil rights movement when he explained to the crowd in the Capitol Rotunda that, in so many ways, Rosa Parks brought America home to our founder's dream. It was not merely appropriate that Rosa Parks received the same recognition as George Washington, a previous recipient of the medal, had been accorded. It was essential, for without Parks and those who joined her in forging the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s, Washington's promise of freedom would have remained forever constricted by the overt chains of slavery and the covert chains of segregation. For more on Rosa Parks, visit thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. On Capitol Hill, senators paid tribute to the 2,000 members of the American military who've been killed in Iraq. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid says the Senate sends its condolences to those affected by the deaths of the troops. He says a moment of silence on the Senate floor is one small way of honoring that loss. George Bush today told military wives in Washington the way to honor the sacrifice of those who died in Iraq is to complete the mission there. Bush says there's more work to do in Iraq. That means more deaths for Iraqis and Americans. Now that election officials in Iraq have declared the country's new constitution officially ratified, national elections can be scheduled in 2 months. But Sunni Arab leaders were almost able to defeat the constitution, and that raises significant doubts that it will be embraced by the Sunni community at the heart of the rebel insurgency, the U.S. military said to be bracing for an increase in insurgent attacks. The White House today is not answering questions about whether Dick Cheney revealed a CIA officer's identity to an aide before it was leaked to the media. Spokesman Scott McClellan says he won't have any comment on an ongoing investigation. That's the answer they've been giving for several months now. The grand jury investigating the leak ends the term this week. There is speculation that Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Scooter Libby, or Bush's deputy chief of staff, Karl Rove, could be indicted. The special prosecutor spent the last 2 years investigating who blew the cover on operative Valerie Plame, whose husband was a top administration critic on Iraq. The New York Times reports today the prosecutor has notes that show Libby's first heard of Plame from Cheney, not from journalists, as apparently Libby told the grand jury. Meantime, asked if Bush retains confidence in Cheney, McClellan told reporters the vice president is doing, quote, a great job. George Bush said today it's time the United Nations takes action to hold Syria and its leaders accountable for terrorism. He says the latest evidence of Syrian behavior in a UN report implicating Damascus in the February assassination of former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. Bush says the United Nations has passed strong resolutions against terror. Now he says it must act. It may be weeks before residents in South Florida all have power and other services restored. In the meantime, they're lining up for water and ice and generators. Long lines also forming at the few gas stations open. Miami International Airport said to be starting to get back to normal. The FAA says Florida's other major airports still closed to commercial traffic. Parts of the Northeast saw the first snow of the season thanks to the nor'easter that got some of its energy from Hurricane Wilma as it moved northeast and out into the Atlantic. The northeast storm knocking out power to nearly 200,000 homes and businesses. This is Air America Radio News.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Email from Happy. Hi, Mike. On the day 2,000 soldiers are dead and Rosa Parks dies, Bush declares war on Syria. Not once but twice. His big speech today was one of those chilling moments when you hear the click sound when the safety catch comes off. This was a declaration of war if I ever heard one. All right. We have some sound for you that we're about to play here. It was reported that the 2,000th U.S. soldier has died in Iraq. Now, there are all sorts of vigils, demonstrations, and other actions been planned around the world for tomorrow night, Wednesday. There's all sorts of websites you can go to find out the information. If you'll get something to write with, I'll give you three or four of them. One of the places that there will be a candlelight vigil will be, hold on just a second here. Yeah, in Santa Monica, California, the Arlington West Memorial in Santa Monica, that's the same memorial of White Crosses that was created at Camp Casey in Crawford, Texas. It'll be at the Santa Monica Pier this Sunday, and that's the one organized by Veterans for Peace. That is, if you can't make it to events tomorrow night, this Sunday at Santa Monica Pier. That one's organized by Veterans for Peace. But there are all sorts of places to go to get information. You ready? American Friends Service Committee has to go to their website. That's afsc.org. afsc.org. You can also go to operationtruth.com. OperationTruth.com. You can go to democracyforamerica.com. Now, in going to the American Friends Service Committee website, you just put in your zip code and click, and they will tell you the nearest one to your zip code. And if there's none in the area, they suggest that you organize one. So, one more time, afsc.org. American Friends Service Committee, afsc.org, democracyforamerica.com, operationtruth.com, and there are other sites. You can find them. Candlelight vigils in remembrance of the 2,000 so far American soldiers who have been ordered to die for George Bush's vanity. When George Bush was ordered to die for whose vanity? Lyndon Johnson's, Dick Nixon's? I forget. He decided to duck and cover. A cowardly little twit. 2,000 Americans dying for George Bush's vanity. And God or Allah or somebody, something, only knows how many Iraqi civilians, how many children, how many 8-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 14-year-olds, you evil man, you evil, evil man. In his speech today, Bush said the death count is going to go even higher. The death count is going to go even higher. So mom, dad, husband, wife, son, daughter, your family member is in the United States military serving in a war caused by lies, deceit, and Bush's vanity. Can you handle it? Can you handle what this evil little twit is telling you? Your family member may have to die for his vanity. So here he is, President Weak and Stupid, addressing a joint Armed Forces officers' wives luncheon at Bowling Air Force Base in D.C. today. What does Bush have to say about the fact that the grim milestone of 2,000 official dead in Iraq has been reached? What does Bush have to say about that at his tidy little luncheon?
I've got an important talk to you. I want to tell you some things.
Oh.
A time of war is a time for sacrifice.
Not for you.
And the greatest burden falls on our military families. We've lost some of our nation's finest men and women in the war on terror. Each of these men and women left grieving families and left loved ones back home.
How about your twins?
Each of these patriots left a legacy that allowed generations of their fellow Americans to enjoy the blessings of liberty.
How about your nieces and nephews?
This loss of life is heartbreaking. And the best way to honor the sacrifice of our fallen troops is to complete the mission.
So what's the mission today, stupid? It keeps changing. They've got their little fake constitution now. Saddam is in the dock, so why are we there? Iraqi freedom, invisible weapons of mass destruction? What is it now, you giggling killer? The best way to fight an unwinnable illegal war is just to keep piling on the bodies? And he stands there and says that to officers' wives, and they politely applaud him. I've got an important talk to you, he says. I want to tell you some things. Time of war is a time for sacrifice. Not for me, not for mine, not for me ever. You dumb bitches have given your husbands over. Not me, not mine, not ever. And the greatest burden falls on military families. Not me, not mine, ever. Each of these patriots left a legacy that will allow generations of their fellow Americans to enjoy the blessings of liberty. You dumb bastard, this is not World War II! This is your little vanity war. Each American combat soldier or marine sent to Iraq solidifies the fact that they are going to hate us for the next 20 generations. They are going to try to kill Americans because of your vanity war, George W. Bush, you coward. I got an important talk to you. I want to tell you some things. Time of war is a time for sacrifice. But not me, not mine, not now, not ever. You little people. Your officers' wives, you look like a bunch of Avon sales ladies to me. Officers, my ass. The speech got stranger and more angry and hostile toward Islam and threatening to Syria and Iran. As the luncheon progressed, the man was out of his crawl space, I swear to you. He invoked 9/11 about half dozen times, had lots to say about how followers of what he calls radical Islam is plotting to kill all the Americans and all the Jews. Here's one snippet where he's talking about those who financially support the terrorists.
The influence of Islamic radicalism is also magnified by helpers and enablers. They've been sheltered by authoritarian regimes.
The Saudis?
Allies of convenience like Syria and Iran.
The Saudis?
That share the goal of hurting America and modern Muslim governments and use terrorist propaganda to blame their own failures on the West, on America, and on the Jews.
Us, the Saudis? Modern Muslim governments? Who would that be? Let me see. There's Jordan. Now, that's a kingdom. There's Syria. That's a legacy. There's Egypt. That's a dictatorship. There's Saudi Arabia. That's a family-run criminal enterprise. There's Kuwait. That's a family-run criminal enterprise. There's Iran. That's a theocracy. Well, there's Indonesia. That's a capitalist sinkhole. What else is there? Got to be more. Oh, there's the Sudan. That's a murder pit. Algeria? No, that's the military dictators. Well, what is there, George? A modern Muslim government? Where?
Oh, don't do that. It takes a lifetime to learn.
I understand the anguish that some feel about the death that takes place. But I grieve for every death.
Why are we all fighting? Oh, why do we keep on lighting these fires, these bombs? We don't know what's gone wrong. Forgetting where we've come from and all of this.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Sorry I'm late. Hey, look at you. You look good, girl. What you do? Botox? A young boyfriend?
No, same old face, same old husband. But we did get a new bed.
A new bed did all that?
It's not just any bed. We got the Tempur-Pedic mattress. It's fabulous. I haven't slept this well in years. The Tempur-Pedic molds and contours to every curve of my body, so no more tossing and turning, no more back pain. You know, I wake up feeling great, really refreshed and relaxed.
So why were you late?
I didn't want to get out of that bed.
The extraordinary Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the only bed recommended by more than 25,000 sleep professionals worldwide. The Tempur pressure relieving material is changing the way the world sleeps. Call 1-800-805-3511 for a better sleep video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. That's 1-800-805-3511. It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. 1-800-805-3511.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things-to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Your host for a PM Free and Future, it's Mike Malloy.
Twenty-one past the hour. 2,000 dead soldiers. How is it? Who sent me this? Jamie from Joliet, Illinois, sent this to me. It's from Bloomberg.com. James Carafano, a defense analyst with the Right Wing Heritage Foundation, said that 2,000 deaths are not that high compared with other wars. He said, quote, it's still an incredibly low number that doesn't even equal the number of casualties we had on D-Day, end quote. The number also is, quote, meaningless, end quote, Carafano said. Quote, this president isn't going to change his policy, and Congress isn't going to make him change his policy. This will all be up for debate in 2008, but until then, nothing is going to change, end quote. And then Jamie writes, I hope I get the chance to meet you someday soon. Referring to Carafano, I'm looking forward to discussing your comments. I'll bring about 2,000 screaming, vomiting mothers with me, and we will discuss the word meaningless. These sons of bitches, I swear to a seeker, I can't, you know, when you consider Bortz and the pig man and the pig man's parrot, Sean Hannity, and all of these people, and now this guy, the utter contempt that they heap on folks who are trying to live their lives and who don't have money, who have been just blown to pieces by a hurricane. That would be Bortz, cowardly son of a bitch who had back trouble in the Vietnam era. He's a typical right-winger. He's absolutely typical right-winger, only meaner than most. You know, Limbaugh is a drug-addled freak. Hannity is a scared little boy who doesn't know what to do with his fame and fortune. Bortz is a mean, evil man. Mean to the core. But they all say the same thing, don't they? Huh? They dump on the soldiers. They dump on the poor. They dump on the working class. They dump on the union members. They dump on folks who are not their race. They dump on immigrants. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate them? Last run from Bush tonight, weak and stupid, addressing the Joint Armed Forces officers' wives' luncheon at Bowling Air Force Base. I wonder how many of these women had to get up halfway through the luncheon, if they were allowed to get up by the Secret Service, and go in the bathroom and throw up. The rhetoric in weak and stupid speech kept getting increasingly outrageous. Then he spent a long time making a bizarre comparison between the radical Islamic terrorists and, get this, communists. Communists. It was beyond weird. I guess that's a new strategy to boost his approval ratings. You know, when all else fails, reach back to the Cold War and link our new enemy to the old communists. Just like when he invoked Reagan the other day, he's trying a new tact. Communist. Can't you just wait to hear him tell Syrian President Assad to tear down that wall? He made about four different comparisons between radical Islam and communism. Here's one.
We're facing a radical ideology with inalterable objectives: to enslave whole nations and intimidate the world.
But that's you!
Against such an enemy, there is only one effective response.
Nukes! Nukes!
We will never back down, never give in, and never accept anything less than complete victory.
No, we want nukes!
The murderous ideology of the Islamic radicals is the great challenge of our new century. Yet in many ways, this fight resembles the struggle against communism in the last century.
What?
Like the ideology of communism, our new enemy teaches that innocent individuals can be sacrificed to serve a political vision. And this explains their cold-blooded contempt for human life.
Does this dumb, half-witted moron not read what they hand him, read before he reads it in public, what they hand him to read? Our new enemy teaches that innocent individuals can be sacrificed to serve a political vision. You filthy bastard, that's what you're done in Iraq! That's what 2,000 dead soldiers represent! And this explains their cold-blooded contempt for human life? How about your cold-blooded contempt for human life? You evil, evil, evil miniature little man, you. Innocent individuals can be sacrificed to serve a political vision. That's the ideology of our enemy? That's your ideology. That's Cheney's. That's Douglas Feith's. That's Elliot Abrams. That's Donald Rumsfeld. That's the rest of you rotten, evil people who have taken over my country. But not for much longer. Honest to God, George, not for much longer.
It's about oil.
It's about oil.
It's about greed.
It's about greed.
It's about rich white men getting richer. It's about fear.
It's about fear.
And control.
And control.
Of those barrels of black gold.
Texas.
Yes, step up, folks, to another war where we never really say what we're fighting for. It's easy to pretend we're defending our native soil. Put it in the headlines, I want to see it in big lights. Hello.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800 because life doesn't rewind. Action. The Anti-Drug.
Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere. And they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere. And people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Now my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Hi, man.
For a free inspection, just...
Listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Twenty-five before the hour. Craig emails in, when I hear this coward spew his drivel to military wives and families, I literally explode with rage. I come from a family of veterans, and some of my friends' names are on the NAM memorial, while others are messed up for life. Mike, I've never felt the rage I feel when listening to the entire cabal of chicken hawks. They scream, support the troops, then cut VA funding. Damn their filthy, lying soullessness. Craig. All right, no Malloy show is complete without a bit of duckery from our favorite quacking quackaroo. So in honor of Fitzmas tomorrow, we have a few fun sound clips of Quacky ducking the reporter's questions on the newly discovered Cheney lie to Russert on Meet the Press that he didn't know anything about Wilson or his wife. This reporter says to simple Scotty McClellan at the press briefing today, Scott, in terms of public trust, is it true that Scooter Libby learned of Valerie Plame's identity from Vice President Cheney in June of 2003? And would that not mean, then, that the Vice President made a false statement 3 months later when he said he didn't know who sent Wilson to Niger?
The question you bring up is relating to in a matter that is under investigation. And secondly, as I pointed out, there is a great deal of speculation that is going on right now. And I would urge you not to engage in that speculation, but certainly you are pursuing this story, as you should. We will wait to see what the special prosecutor does and learn more about the facts at that point.
No, no, Scott. The American public will learn about the facts. You rotund little devil, you know all the facts already, and you've been standing up there for 2 years lying through your teeth. Now, you know the facts, Scott. Now, the answers may remain the same, but the questions are getting more and more entertaining, aren't they? Terry Moran, ABC, asked the following. Does Vice President Cheney always tell the truth to the American people?
Yes.
President then stands by the Vice President's account.
I think it's I think it's a ridiculous question, Terry.
Because reports that
reports
documents that directly contradict the public statement of the Vice President.
Reports. The Vice President, like the President, is a straightforward, plain-spoken person.
So, in other words, they're all liars. The Vice President, like the President, is a straightforward, plain-spoken person? Jesus. Last bit of fun with Simple Scotty for this evening. This one goes to his honesty and truthfulness and trustworthiness. Reporter says, Scott, a couple of years ago you told us that Scooter Libby and Karl Rove had nothing to do with the CIA leak. It appears that you may have gotten bad information before you made that statement, eh? Now today we learn through extrapolation that when the Vice President said in September of 2003 that he didn't know who sent Joe Wilson to Niger to investigate the claims that Iraq was trying to buy yellow cake, that he was not speaking the truth, Scott. My question is, Scott, can we be confident that when we hear statements from the White House and you in public that they're truthful?
You can be, because you know that our relationship is built on trust, and I have earned that trust with you all. As you pointed out, you pointed back to some past comments that I gave, and I talked to you about the assurances that I had received on that. In terms of the investigation, it is an ongoing investigation.
Quack, quack.
The policy of this White House has been to carry out the direction of the President, which is to cooperate fully with the special prosecutor.
Quack, quack, quack.
That means not commenting on it publicly from here at the White House.
Quack, quack, quack.
There's a lot of speculation that is going on right now.
Quack, quack.
There are many facts that are not known.
Quack, quack, quack.
The work of the special prosecutor continues, and we look forward to him successfully concluding his investigation.
Quackity, quack, 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 quack.
Jesus. Pretty awful, huh? Pretty freaking awful. 9 days left until the beginning of the end of the Bush regime, it says here. This is the World Can't Wait You're familiar with that, I would assume. We had Sansara, what's your last name? Taylor, on the program a week or so ago. November 2nd, press release says, what will November 2nd look like? Many people are wondering what November 2nd, the launching of a movement that will be the beginning of the end of the Bush regime, will look like. And it goes on to describe what will be going on in Chicago. Now, if you want information, it's the world, not the, it's worldcantwait.org, and leave the apostrophe out of can't, of course, worldcantwait.org, and get some information. You notice here, we talk about this repeatedly, how many different actions are going on. Tomorrow, Cindy Sheehan and some of her comrades will be lying down on White House property or tying themselves, chaining themselves to the fence. There's going to be some confrontation tomorrow at the White House. This is an act of peaceful, nonviolent resistance. And as explained by David Swanson on why he's getting arrested at the White House tomorrow. He says, the first reason I'm going to lie down, refuse to move, and wait to be arrested outside the White House is my belief that massive civil disobedience is needed if we're going to end the war and forestall the next war. The power of nonviolent sacrifice has been tried and tested. It may not work this time, but nothing else seems remotely likely to do the job. Not even my most extravagant hopes for indictments. I'm being as practical as I know how to be. Public opinion is widely against the war in this country, in Iraq, around the world. Talk is cheap. Our democracy is a shell. Something more is needed. And then he lists some of his other reasons. Solidarity, admiration, honor, anger, disgust, communication, nausea, hope, love. David Swanson, of course, is one of the founders of the website afterdowningstreet.org. He is also the creator of meetwithcindy.org. So if you want some information about what David has written here, go to afterdowningstreet.org. I'm sure you can find it there. Or go to his website, davidswanson.org. Maybe it is time for that massive civil disobedience. Dr. King, use that tactic. Gandhi used it. I've often believed that if the Palestinians would use that tactic in their just cause against the Israeli Defense Forces, that the result would be much more effective, long-lasting, and much less bloody than blowing up buses in Tel Aviv. How many Palestinians are there living in the occupied territories and in Israel? 5 million? 4 million? 6? 3? 2? What would happen if the Palestinians sat down? What would happen if all oppressed people refused to take up the bomb or the belt or the weapon, refused to kill any more innocent people, and just sat down? And said, no, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to rise for the white man. I'm not going to make it easy for the invader. I'm going to sit down. And I'm not going to move. And I have. I've often wondered that. And no Palestinian has ever responded to me, and I have on that issue, and I have a lot of Palestinian friends here in Atlanta, Israeli friends, too. Oh, God. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you. They don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Reg at TVNewsLies.org writes to me and says, regarding peaceful resistance, it no longer works. She writes, no one would care, Mike. They'd sit down and die. There were 8 years without suicide bombers while the Palestinians hoped for a peace settlement and were totally deceived by the Oslo agreements. Then Sharon reminded them that they had a cause worth dying for, and the Intifada was ignited. And here's what happens when you protest peacefully, and she includes an article, Guantanamo detainee pleads to die. You know that we have a hunger strike. I shouldn't say we. There is a hunger strike going on at our torture chambers in Guantanamo, Cuba. There are, if I remember correctly, several scores of prisoners, 20 or 30. I guess that's one score. Sorry. Who are on a hunger strike. Yeah, it says here there are 26 detainees participating in the hunger strike, which began on 8 August, including 23 who are being force-fed through nasal tubes. A spokesman for the U.S. Military Command said the detainees are clinically stable, closely monitored by medical professionals, and will continue to receive appropriate nutrition, fluids, and excellent medical care, end quote. Began with 76 detainees protesting their confinement. Now, the people who are being fed by nasal tubes, you understand, don't you, that they are tightly restrained. Their arms, legs, ankles, wrists, heads, chests, stomachs, pelvises, and necks are anchored to the bed. Remember, Kathy, a couple of weeks ago when we went to the ACLU, Georgia, Human Rights Watch meeting, and they had four lawyers there who represent some of these detainees. So we've gotten this information firsthand. One of the hunger-striking detainees, Fawzi al-Oda of Kuwait, asked his lawyers during a meeting last week to file court papers seeking the removal of his feeding tube out of desperation over his imprisonment without charges. He wants to die. He wants to die. He wants to die. His family does not want him to starve himself to death. And they are frantic about the situation, according to the attorney. This man is a 28-year-old who was arrested in Pakistan in 2002. And this little bit of information, he weighed 140 pounds 3 years ago, is now down to 112. His request raises a number of ethical and legal issues, including whether his lawyers would be able to continue representing him and his parents if they disagree on whether to file a motion seeking removal of the feeding tube. Well, this sounds like the perfect case for Bill Frist and the rest of these right-wing nutcases, right? A feeding tube in a human being? Haven't we just gone through this? I'm sorry, I make light of a very desperate situation. I don't mean to. The point Reg is trying to make here is that passive resistance doesn't work. And my response to that, Reg, I'm afraid we're going to have to respectfully disagree here. If you have 3 million people sit down in the occupied territories and refuse to do the kind of work that so many of them do, outside of the occupied territories, and then if these 2 or 3 million people who are passively resisting start to fall ill from the passive resistance, and all of a sudden world opinion is focused on that particular situation in a manner entirely different from the way it would be focused if one of these people strapped nails to his or her waist and boarded a bus in Haifa and blew himself or herself and 20 or 30 Israeli civilians into bloody mist. I understand, Reg. I understand. But we have seen empires brought to their knees because of the passive resistance, the refusal to participate on the level of the oppressor. And I believe it would still work. I'm sorry. I believe it would still work. The situation at Guantanamo is unique, except for perhaps similar situations at Treblinka or Bergen-Belsen or in Pol Pot's death camps or in Stalin's gulags. It's unique, as far as I know, in American history, what we are doing to people. It's such an outrage, but we are not to know about this. We are not to know that people we scooped up in foreign countries and brought to a military base in another foreign country, Cuba, all of whom are being held with no charges, no representation in courts of law, no constitutional protections, no protections from international treaties and agreements to which the United States is a party, for years now, with no hope of ever getting out, and the evil bastards that have confined these human beings to the point that 76 of them said, okay, that's it. And now we are forcing fluids into their bodies to keep them alive for what? You, Bush, sons of bitches, eventually, somehow, some way, on some level, in some dimension, in some reality, will be held accountable for what you've done in my country and to my country and in the name of my country for the past 5 years. I swear you will.
On Air America Radio.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and
You should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you.
Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free.
To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. On Capitol Hill, senators paid tribute to the 2,000 members of the American military who've been killed in Iraq. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid says the Senate sends its condolences to those affected by the deaths of the troops. He says a moment of silence on the Senate floor is one small way of honoring that loss. George Bush today told military wives in Washington the way to honor the sacrifice of those who died in Iraq is to complete the mission there. Bush says there's more work to do in Iraq. That means more deaths for Iraqis and Americans. Now that election officials in Iraq have declared the country's new constitution officially ratified, national elections can be scheduled in 2 months. But Sunni Arab leaders were almost able to defeat the constitution, and that raises significant doubts that it will be embraced by the Sunni community at the heart of the rebel insurgency. The U.S. military said to be bracing for an increase in insurgent attacks. The White House today is not answering questions about whether Dick Cheney revealed a CIA officer's identity to an aide before it was leaked to the media. Spokesman Scott McClellan says he won't have any comment on an ongoing investigation. That's the answer they've been giving for several months now. The grand jury investigating the leak ends the term this week. There is speculation that Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Scooter Libby, or Bush's deputy chief of staff, Karl Rove, could be indicted. The special prosecutor spent the last 2 years investigating who blew the cover on operative Valerie Plame, whose husband was a top administration critic on Iraq. The New York Times reports today the prosecutor has notes that show Libby's first heard of Plame from Cheney, not from journalists, as apparently Libby told the grand jury. Meantime, asked if Bush retains confidence in Cheney, McClellan told reporters the vice president is doing, quote, a great job. George Bush said today it's time the United Nations takes action to hold Syria and its leaders accountable for terrorism. He says the latest evidence of Syrian behavior in a UN report implicating Damascus in the February assassination of former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. Bush says the United Nations has passed strong resolutions against terror. Now he says it must act. It may be weeks before residents in South Florida all have power and other services restored. In the meantime, they're lining up for water and ice and generators. Long lines also forming at the few gas stations open. Miami International Airport said to be starting to get back to normal. The FAA says Florida's other major airports still closed to commercial traffic. Parts of the Northeast saw the first snow of the season thanks to the nor'easter that got some of its energy from Hurricane Wilma as it moved northeast and out into the Atlantic. The Northeast storm knocking out power to nearly 200,000 homes and businesses. This is Air America Radio News.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room.
GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We need to do some telephone calls here. So without further ado, just one other thing. I mentioned this a couple of times last week. Haven't mentioned it this week. The idea of a U.S. Department of Peace and Nonviolence, which is an idea that Dennis Kucinich talked about during the 2004 presidential campaign. There have been two resolutions introduced, one in the House, one in the Senate. And the resolutions have co-sponsors. And if you want more information about this, please check out the Peace Alliance. Go to DOP as Department of Peace, dopcampaign.org, dopcampaign.org. Okay, would you do that for me? Do it for yourself. dopcampaign.org. All right, let's do some phone calls here. We'll begin with Edie, who has called in from Atlanta. Edie, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm okay. I've just been kind of fuming because the smaller demons that get to me, now that I see some of the bigger ones might be getting theirs, the McCains, the Hagels, the Colin Powells, the ones that we're supposed to be so proud of, and we're supposed to have been to be able to trust them, and they turned out to be, when it really counted, and it counted for their country and for the young men and women, for all of us, they were as sniveling cowards as, I don't care how brave John McCain was at Hanoi Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
When he got back here, he bent over and held his ankle for George Bush after all George Bush did to him.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting.
I beg your pardon?
It's pretty disgusting.
Yes,
McCain.
It is.
Yes.
And this goes for some Democrats, too. Anything they do or say now is too little, too late. And I wouldn't dream of voting for any of them. But I'm heartened by some of the new Democrats that are coming up from the grassroots, some of them that are coming from Iraq,
mm-hmm.
and wanting to take on the system. And that's and that's encouraging. So I'll cling to that and hope that the headlines, because I take the New York Times too, I hope the headlines will just cheer me up ever so much.
I hear you.
In the morning. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks, Edie. Appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Roger is calling from Rhode Island. Roger, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, good evening, Mike.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, I don't have, I'm like Marge. Marge, is it? I don't have a computer.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just wondering, when the president is up there bloviating about the assassination of Rafiq al-Hariri, am I the only person who hears a little voice in the back of his head saying, "Well, Stone, Paul,
well, no. What you're hearing is a little voice in the back of his head trying to figure out who in the hell Hariri is. He has no idea. He's told to talk about it. He's told it's a reason to invade Syria. He has no concept as to why the CIA or Mossad blew Hariri away. He has no idea. Or why it was not... or why it was done by the Syrians. You never know. In the Middle East, and I think we can agree on this, nothing is ever as it seems to be.
That's
Syria,
why they call it Byzantine, Mike.
Well, that's true. Is it Syria? Is it the Mossad? Is it the CIA? Who is responsible for the death of Hariri? Will we ever know? Hell no. Will it be used by the various parties to whatever ends they want to use it for? Of course. Will the Israelis use it? Yes. Will the Syrians use it? Of course. Will the United States use it? Without a doubt. Will the Lebanese try to use it? No question. What really happened, we'll never know.
So you don't think that knowing about Wellstone in our own country might get people to, well, again, what can we do?
Well, no, I don't think any sort of political assassination in this country, when it is picked up and discussed, if it is, in the Middle East, it's a yawner. A political assassination, death and destruction, bombs, suicide attacks, the raising of refugee villages, this sort of thing has been going on in the Middle East for how long?
Biblical times.
Well, you're absolutely right, but all we have to do is stick to the past 60 years. It's just without let-up. It does not stop. And Hariri is just one of the latest in a whole line of political assassinations for whatever reason. It may have been advantageous to the Syrians to do it. It may have been advantageous to the CIA, the Mossad, the Lebanese, the Iraqis. Who knows?
Well, I don't want to raise that wild cackle of yours, but I'm wondering if American people understood what happened to Paul Wellstone.
I think the seeds of doubt as to the official story have taken root. I think most people have moved on.
Yeah.
Wellstone died in a plane crash. That's all most people need to know or want to know.
American assassination, friends. Read it and weep.
There you go.
Grind your teeth.
Yeah. Thanks, Roger.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks for checking in. Didn't we have the author of that book on, Kathy? I believe we did. Yeah, a few weeks ago. Dee Dee is calling from Wisconsin. Dee Dee, we moved you up in the queue here because you want to talk about the Department of Peace. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, but you got to change the name. You cannot suggest that we open the dope department. They'll rip you to shreds.
DOP?
Yeah, you got to give it a new name. They do No Child Left Behind. They have great names for everything. You cannot seriously suggest the dope department.
Well, I get your point. I get your point.
I'm a graphic artist. I'm on your side, and I'm rooting for you, but find a new name. We're creative people.
Well, there's no E on it, so it's DOP department.
Well, you know what they'll do to it. It's the peace and the hippies, and they're going to name it the dope department. Find a new name.
Okay, I'll pass it on.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, Dee Dee. Bridget is calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Bridget, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I can't believe I'm talking to you. I listen to you every night. First-time caller, kind of nervous. I just wanted to say I still vividly remember the day we bombed Baghdad and how I sat and I just looked at my TV in horror and I just bawled like a baby. And
it was awful. It was just awful.
Like it was yesterday. Yeah. And watching and how many innocent people must have died during all those explosions and have continued over 100,000 to this date.
Yeah.
And I've been afraid and confused from that day since, and I think it was the first time I was that afraid since I was a little kid hiding under desks looking for nuclear bombs. Like, what have we done to this country?
Yeah,
I'm afraid for my children. Anyhow, my point being is that as we're getting closer to hopefully looking at the tables turning a little bit and talking out loud and seriously about exit strategies, I'm curious as to why nobody, and don't yell at me until I haven't been listening, that is talking about how we're going to rebuild the infrastructure of Iraq, because you don't have to be religious to have a moral conscience to know what we did there. And I don't hear even Paul Hackett and everyone else that's got these great ideas. No one's saying, okay, but specifically, we have an obligation to rebuild that. And it's not happening now, even though we've put how many billions of dollars at it. And I just don't know if you know what they're planning on doing or any ideas or anything like that. Have I missed the boat?
No, no, I don't think the boat you're in is one I'm in and everybody's in. Nobody has discussed, you're absolutely right, nobody's discussed it. And I think the reason the reconstruction of Iraq has not been discussed is because it's not even on the horizon yet. It's still death and destruction in Iraq, not life and construction. It's still, as long as Iraq contains within its borders foreign troops who are hell-bent on changing Iraq into something that fits American neocons' idea of what a country in the Middle East should look like, there will never be peace. We've lost this war. It's just a matter of how much longer the killing will go on. And I just don't believe, Bridget, that the time has come yet for people to start thinking about anything beyond the slaughter. The Bush crime family wants the slaughter to continue because they are killers. So we're not at that point. Bridget, let me move on. I have to leave it there. We got a break here, and I hope that answers the question. We'll talk again. Stay with us, Truth Seekers. I'm Mike Malloy.
It's a good idea.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club Newsweek says is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover, go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage.
Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
They say if you love someone, you scream and set them free. Understand me, I feel strongly. I want you to be free with me.
Twenty-two past the hour. Brian is calling from North Florida. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. I want to say thanks to you and Air America, especially you for being a sounding board. A lot of frustrated people, obviously, including myself.
Yeah, nobody's more frustrated than I. That's
okay, well, it's debatable. But anyways, I see history is about to repeat itself with a twist, that is. Because this is starting to look a lot along the lines of Watergate. If you take a look at the Watergate chronology, you can find that on the WashingtonPost.com. You see that Nixon fired the special prosecutor, Archibald. It was called the Saturday Night Massacre.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm getting this information from third-rate
information. Do you know who finally handled the firing? Robert Bork.
Right, yeah.
At the time, he may have been the Solicitor General. Right. So it was Bork who finally...
Yeah.
Who was it that he fired? I'm drawing a blank now.
I'm just making a comparison to Watergate. This should be called Treasongate.
Yeah.
I wanted to preface by saying Merry Fitzmas,
mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, Wikipedia is now actually made that official.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's very interesting. But this Treasongate, it's coming down to one thing. First of all, let's start calling Cheney Tricky Dick, too, okay?
No, that's because a good idea.
I think that he's definitely a slime ball. I'm trying to stay on track here. But they're guilty of obstruction of justice. I've got two sites for you. One is sunriseofthesolardisc.com. The other one is twolostmoons.com.
What are they again?
Sunriseofthesolardisc.com and twolostmoons.com. They've got links on there. The things that they're saying, it's like there's been an attempt to quash the indictments. Which I don't have any trouble believing this, because Bush, apparently he's trying to pull the same thing that Nixon did by firing Fitzgerald. And,
well, now wait. Let me stop you there, because I've seen reports about this, and I simply don't believe it. I don't believe either report that the indictments, whatever they are, have been the subject of an attempt to quash them before they are issued. A or B, there's been an attempt to fire or derail. Fitzgerald. There's several websites that are putting that out, and I just simply don't believe it.
Well, Gonzalez is a henchman for Bush. We know that.
Right.
Okay. And the report says that Bush ordered Gonzalez to fire Fitzgerald.
Well, Gonzalez can't.
And Gonzalez refused.
Well, he can't.
But why make this up? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, because no matter how bizarre. The real world is there are folks who use the internet who want to make it even more bizarre. We don't have to go there.
Yeah, but
it's my understanding.
Stu Webb's not one of those people. I mean,
Stu Webb has
his reasons against the Bush regime just as much as you and I do.
Well, I have no doubt of that. I have no doubt of that. But these reports of efforts to stop the progress of what Fitzgerald is doing. I'm not saying necessarily that it's not true, but I'm saying the reports I've read about, first of all, that Cheney and Bush were indicted, those reports came out about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's nonsense. It's just absolute nonsense.
Originally in August, before anybody even knew who Fitzgerald was. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is bigger than you and I even imagine, okay? And I'm not so sure it is nonsense. We'll know probably tomorrow.
In the first place, there it's arguable whether or not a sitting president can even be indicted.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this much. A sitting president has never pardoned himself, and this one's not going to be pardoning himself.
Okay, well, I don't disagree with that. But we should know, and Brian, thanks for checking in. I've got to move on. We should know within the next 24 to 48 hours. I understand the idea that nobody, not even the President of the United States, is above the law. But there is question raised by people a hell of a lot smarter than I am whether or not a sitting president can literally be indicted. It has to do with the constitutional framework that in order to be indicted, the president first has to be impeached, tried, convicted, and removed from office for high crimes and misdemeanors. Then... committed as the executive, the CEO of the United States of America. At that point, then he can be indicted on criminal charges. Now, that's just one legal point of view. I have no idea. But these reports that have been flying around, the more I check into them, the more I realize that they're just simply nonsense. Things are bizarre enough and are going to get more bizarre without going out to the fringe and saying, well, there's been an attempt to fire Fitzgerald, for example. That's simply not true.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
War, lies, torture. This is Suhair Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number six.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Don't want no secret agent. 26 before the hour. Randy is calling from Austin, Texas. Randy, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Randy? Hi, Mike.
Hey.
I think part of the reason why we appreciate you and your colleagues there at Air America so much is I don't believe we'd be in this boat if our Fourth Estate wasn't so lazy. It seems to me that we're placing too much blame and credit when it comes to Judith Miller and the New York Times. Chalabi was on every single network, including PBS and probably NPR, every single show on NPR, on PBS. I'm not sure about NPR. He was considered an expert by pretty much everybody. Are we that lazy where we're going to just defer to one single paper and say, oh, this guy must be the expert?
Well, I guess I understand the point that you're making here. As far as Chalabi is concerned, yeah, he was touted by just about every news outlet in the country as being a spokesperson for the Iraqi resistance.
Did that come from Cheney or what?
Well, probably it came from the White House Iraq group. That included about 10 or 15 Bush crime family insiders. But here's the point. There's only one media outlet that I'm aware of that considers itself to be the newspaper of record. Now, I realize that CNN sometimes claims to be the network of record, but they stole it directly from the New York Times. My point being that the newspaper in this country that is historically, over the course of its lifetime, won the most Pulitzers, has been the newspaper that presents itself as not just the arbiter of truth versus lies, but also the presenter of the facts. For that newspaper to have allowed Judith Miller to do what she did when her editors, had they taken the time, there's no such thing as a writer that I'm aware of who's not a columnist. I'm talking about a reporter, which is what Judith Miller was. As far as I know, there's not a writer in America whose work goes into a newspaper without scrutiny by that writer's editor, whether it's features editor, news editor, a special events editor, sports editor, whatever. The fact that Judith Miller she reminds me of the Hearst newspapers around the turn of the 19th to the 20th century, when Randolph Hearst said, you get the pictures, I'll provide your war, when he was talking about the Spanish-American War, which was the advent, the beginning of U.S. imperialism and U.S. attempts to dominate and U.S. colonialism. It was the Spanish-American War, thanks to Randolph Hearst. Judith Miller being in the position that she was in, which was a much more influential position than, say, Wolf Blitzer at CNN or Tom Brokaw at NBC, she had the catbird seat, and she and her editors at the New York Times totally led this country into war.
Yeah, it's pretty consistent over the years. I keep thinking back to the times when, well, J. Edgar Hoover says, there is no mafia, and does this make my butt look big? Okay, well, keep up the good work, Mike.
All right. Thanks for checking in, Randy. Does this make my butt look big? Oh, no, that's funny. Does this belt match my shoes? Oh, yeah, America's premier cross-dresser. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Not at all. You know, but it was J. Edgar Hoover. you know, the premier, the creme de la creme of jackasses, the sine qua non of oppressors. Cheryl is calling from Atlanta. Cheryl, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, Mike. I met you at the ACLU meeting at Cindy Sheehan's speech. I don't know if you remember or not. I'm calling from Atlanta. I just want, I'm calling to say I have a name for the Peace Department.
Mm-hmm.
Department of Violence Elimination, Dove.
Dove, I like that. Department of Violence Elimination, call it Dove. That's a good one. That's a good one. Except it's too complex.
That is kind of long.
Right. If you get away from the Dove part, you know, people's eyes start to glass over. It's definitely a marketing problem. You got to wait till August to begin the marketing. Wait a minute. That was the war in Iraq. I like Dove. That's a good one, though. But Department of Peace, people are just going to have to deal with the DOP. They're just going to have to deal with it. Right?
Yeah, because as far as, you know, if you eliminate the initials, I do like Department of Peace myself. I mean, and I've heard, you know, you talk about it on the show, and, you know, we should have a Department of Peace since we have a Department of War, which is what the Defense Department used to be called.
Right.
Well, keep up the good work.
All right, thanks, Cheryl. I appreciate your suggestion. This is America. We can't use words like elimination in a marketing slogan. You know, besides, a lot of our politicians can't even pronounce it. So, Diane is calling from Boulder. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Yeah, I know. It's best to begin with a deep sigh.
Only because you can worry when things are really bad and you can worry when they could be good. And people are getting on the disinformation tip because they're not receiving information. If everything were perfect, we wouldn't be getting any leaks at all, because leaks are how the government controls the media. It's how they put them into their thrall. And that's how we get such bad information most of the time, is that they don't have to dig for anything. They just have to suck up.
That's true.
We should not want any leaks. We should not be making any suppositions. Mr. Fitzgerald, God rest his soul, may nothing get in his path, may he take no small planes, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
He should be just on his job, doing his job.
That's true.
Nothing else. And more importantly, those human beings that the Senate and the Congress and the presidency kick around, namely the Negroes in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
who might be on the grand jury,
yes.
they should be getting home and getting their rest and not be bothered by anything. People should just let them do their job instead of jumping up like dogs wanting a biscuit.
That's very true. You also understand, though, I'm sure, that leaks is also the way, the use of leaks is also the way that the government controls its enemies, not just the press. And it's also the way that when a special prosecutor, let's fantasize, when a special prosecutor has a dynamite case and may be afraid that somehow there might be some attempt to thwart his case or to discredit him, he will use leaks.
As I'm saying, if he uses them, it shall be as a sword. He will cut clean. We should just get out of the way and let the man do his job.
Well, I agree.
We don't look back and say, who could be doing it? Just let it happen. I know it's rough.
Well, No, wait. Diane, I agree with you. You're preaching.
No, I'm just like railing down at the guy saying, oh, no, it's a conspiracy. Honey, the last 5 years have been a conspiracy. That should be enough for any boy.
That's true. That's very true.
That's why I'm saying, even though we got stuff to do next week, we have the World Can't Wait series of demonstrations.
Right.
There's the everyday praying and hoping that we can get our boys and girls home.
Mm-hmm.
We got a job to do this weekend. We got the kids. We got those who are of the Christian faith who will be saying it is a hallelujah day.
Uh-huh.
There will be some who will be saying it is Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Some will be saying Samhain. There are times and reasons why the pagan world had turns of the wheel. They had moments where you had to step back and take a deep breath.
That's
for
right.
our Hebrew friends, they just went through a time of atonement and cleansing. And if we can't do that because we're heathen, we might as well party.
Yeah, I agree. Party is always the default position for me, too.
Only because
things will get worse. We know this.
That's right. The center does not hold. Chaos reigns.
Only because there'll be more hurricanes, more snowstorms, more bad deals, more prices of oil going up. So that means we have to at least for a moment stare death in the face and dance to it. Just deal with that moment. Be in that moment. Find a way of dancing that mess around. Maybe not drinking so much, but just letting the tension go.
That's true.
Because we will go crazy, and that's what they want. They're silent. They don't have to party. We're people. We do.
That's true. That's true, too. Great wisdom tonight, Diane.
All I'm saying is that we have to stay staying even if good stuff happens.
Yeah.
Because heaven knows they will take advantage of whatever weaknesses we've got, and being wound up too tight is going to be one of them.
That is true. And relaxing too far into joy is another.
Yeah, we just have to find some way of keeping alert. And putting on a mask and saying boo to somebody just might be it.
That may be it, Diane.
As long as I don't see anybody dressed as Dick Cheney naked, I'll be okay.
Yeah, right. That's, oh, God. He would be going as a dictator, right? Hey, Diane,
yeah.
Thank you for checking in. I appreciate it. Always good to hear from Diane in Boulder. She makes my night. She makes me feel much better because she feels so bad. No. Whatever it is. Thanks, Diane. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Here in Washington, D.C.
People, 10 minutes before the hour, one of our Wiccan listeners emailed in regarding Diane's call. She writes, "Blessed Hallows to Diane. And you guys, too. Got a couple of hysterical quotes for you. Here's one. Life should not be a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in an attractive and well-preserved body, but rather to skid in sideways, mead in one hand, chocolate in the other, body thoroughly messed up, totally worn out, and screaming, woohoo, what a ride! And the second one. You know, when a tomato grows out of your forehead, it gets you thinking. What do we know about anything? Life is just a big, wild, crazy tossed salad, but you don't eat it. No, sir, you live it. Isn't it great? Isn't it great? Skid in sideways. All right. Thanks to our crew in New York for assistance in producing the program tonight. Justin Nguyen and Jason Isaac engineered the program. The lovely D. Neal answered your phone calls. Also to our non-Air America crew who also assist in producing this program. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Ben Birch, White Roses. I guess Ben doesn't really assist in producing the program, but he is WhiteRoseSociety.org provides archives of this and many other really good liberal talk shows. Mark Marshall, who is our webmaster, Jim in Arkansas, our exemplary music bureau chief, and of course, always, they never get mentioned, the militant moderators at MikeMalloy.com. If you have not gone to the message boards at MikeMalloy.com, why not? It's a lot of fun. Just go register and play. And, of course, Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Treason is the reason for the season. And as we said at the beginning of the program tonight, it's beginning to look a lot like Fitzmas. But Diane, producing the cautionary tale for all of us tonight, yeah, let's see what happens. And nothing may happen tomorrow. Right, Kathy? I mean, it may be, I know the grand jury. The term of the grand jury expires Friday, and when the grand jury hears testimony and makes recommendations to the prosecutor, And the prosecutor comes up with the indictments and goes back to the grand jury to make sure this is what they had in mind. Isn't that the way it works? I believe that's the way it works. So there is tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. We shall see. Chuck is calling from Louisville, Kentucky. Chuck, thanks for your patience.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I know we're really tight on time. I just wanted to make a quick comment to your caller a while back, Bridget. The best thing we can do for Iraq, in my opinion, is to pull our troops out because they're never going to rebuild the country with American troops there. The best thing we can do is send money, do something. We have a moral responsibility, yes, but it's not going to happen with troops on the ground. Mike, I'm the president of the Kentucky chapter of the World Can't Wait organization. Our local site is worldcan'twait.blackwednesday.org. I invite you and your listeners to check it out. Anybody in the area, if you want to take part in our rally on November 2nd, please do. Mike, I wanted to share a quick comment with you, and I'll close with this. Everybody wants to know what the beginning of the end of the Bush administration is going to look like. Mm-hmm. I think we've already seen it, Mike. I think it's Scott McClellan repeating over and over and over, I cannot comment on a continuing investigation.
Yeah.
That is the beginning of the end of the Bush administration.
Yeah,
the last 2 weeks have been Christmas for me.
I hear you. Ongoing investigation. We want the truth to come. You know, I'm so sick of him. Speculate is his word. Ongoing investigation. Cooperating fully with the special prosecutor. I think you're right, Chuck. That is a snapshot of the beginning of the end. Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. Take care. John is calling from Connecticut. John, welcome to the program. I think we have maybe a minute.
Okay, I'll be very quick. First, I want to wish you and Kathy a very merry Fitzmas.
Thank you very much.
I think I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. I'm eagerly awaiting tomorrow.
Yeah, see what gets into your stocking. Remember, Santa won't come unless you're asleep.
That's true. Yep, that's true. I have to drug myself. Anyways, I have some points that I want to bring up. I'm going to be very quick. First, I was listening to your show yesterday, and you were talking about how the Nazis just continued to lie to the people, and eventually they bought it.
The big lie, right.
Right, yeah, exactly. And how many people today still believe that 9/11 and Iraq had something to do with each other?
The majority, I think, of the American public.
Exactly, exactly. Even though that, you know, obviously has been proven that it's a lie.
Even Bush said there was no connection between Osama bin Laden and 9/11, but nobody pays attention to that.
No, of course not.
I'm sorry, John. We're just flat out of time. I'll tell you what, call back tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'll get to you before we run out of time. Thanks, John. And thanks to everybody who participated in the program tonight. I really appreciate it. It means I keep getting a paycheck. It's when you guys stop participating that it all ends for us, too. Even you right-wing lurkers, you little weasels. I'll see you tomorrow night. Same time, same station. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations, not available in all states. Term Life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are